I'm going to set this thing for 30 minutes. When it stops, I end. Finished or not. I think it's really important that we hear what's called the last word in this message. As I shared before, this comes from John chapter 14. It's a dialogue that took place on Yeshua's last day. In fact, his last day is Messiah ben Joseph. On Aviv 14, right after the Seder part, before his death, I would think that whatever Yeshua shared with his disciples just before his death had to be pretty significant. Because he knew his time was at hand. He knew that. I think he chose his words very carefully. Like you and I would. You see, if you knew that you're going to die later today, if you knew that you have 24 hours to live, that you're going to be dead before 24 hours, and you had an opportunity to share something with your family, what would you share? What would you share with your friends in the short time that was available? Well, you know, if you think that it's nighttime, in that really after he's taken over, we know the story. He's taken over. You know, he's apprehended. And after his apprehension, you know that he goes on trials during the night and all those things happen. He doesn't really get a chance to talk again. The last thing you're going to hear are the so-called, you know, 7 words or 11 words that he uttered from the cross, except the a little bit of dialogue with Peter. There's no more dialogue. So he finishes this with his disciples at the Passover. Then he asks them to go and pray with him. But they didn't. They were falling asleep, right? You all remember that story. Evidently, John didn't fall asleep totally because he records it for us. Do you know what you would share if you only had a little bit of time? I've asked this question before, dealing with Moses. I want to ask it dealing with Yeshua. Do you know what would you share if you knew that your time was over? If you had that opportunity, I think that I would share what is most important for my family to know. I think that I would pick the most important thing that I could share with my daughter and her husband, my son-in-law, if they were close, or with my other son and their children, or whomever else. You know, if I only had the cat, I would share it with the cat. We don't have the cat anymore. I would choose my words very carefully. And I would want them to consider carefully whatever I had to say. I want you to know something, like Marilyn said. In fact, I mean, I have the same statement here. We must think alike sometimes. Suppose that you were a fly in the upper room at the conclusion of the Seder, after Yeshua shares the bread and the wine, and this is my body and all those things that's shared for you. And we know that in the Seder, at that point, the time of Elijah to come is, and then, you know, it's like over. So what did Yeshua share? Thank God, you see, the fly. We don't need a fly. We have the book of John. And we do have a record of what he said. So please get John chapter 14 and put it up if you can, sir. And Marilyn, would you take this microphone? I'm going to do the TJ thing with you. get John chapter 14 in the TLV. And while you're getting it, I'm going to tell you what WTLG used to say at noon. This is what the radio station said every time they were going to do, at least once a day, for sure, at noon, at least always at noon. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. The radio station didn't stop there. It said, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? But Yeshua said to him, of course, in WTLG, they said Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Glorifying Jesus. WTLG 88.3, Stark, Florida. That was the message at noon. I no longer drive with the radio on. Every time I read this, I remember those times. But I want to continue to read because this is the bulk, all of chapter 14. And starting in verse number 8. Marilyn, please. Okay.
Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Yeshua said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you haven't come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. That's a profound statement. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father dwelling in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I tell you, he who puts his trust in me, the works that I do, he will do, and greater than these he will do, because I am going to the Father.
So, the first part he said, you want to see the Father? Here I am. You see the Father through me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Okay, and he's speaking this to one of the youngest, if not the youngest, disciple. Philip was considered to be the youngest. The second youngest was John. You know, and Thomas, the Thomas that's referred to here, is also called Didymus, meaning that he was he had, like your husband, he had a twin brother. So the twin. And so not very many places you see Thomas or you see Philip. There's not very many places that you know John's present because he's the one recording this information. And the first thing that seems to me that is very important to us is to understand that he went to the Father and he needed to. That it was important for us for him to go to the Father, he said. And that we know where he went. That he just didn't disappear. And that where he's going to prepare a place for us. Philip said something very important. Lord, show us the Father, and that's enough for us. Enough if we see the Father. Philip, I've been with you so long that you're asking me something? Haven't you been seeing the Father anyway? Don't you know that I and the Father are one? In Hebrew, of course, that means Abba ve'ani. Okay? I and the Father, Abba ve'ani, Echad. Well, that's, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. That's the reference there. And then he said that, verily, he makes, of course, the King James says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. You all remember that, right? So that's an important point, that we have things to do. We have important things to do. Start in verse 13, please.
And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
Stop a second. That must be really important truth. I think my kids would want to know, well, where's the money? Where's the will? Where are the car keys? All important stuff, right? Yeah. Where's the keys to the safe? Where are the guns? I think they would want to know where the guns are. But Yeshua said unto the disciples, which included Philip and John, everybody, look, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'm reading a little bit of the King James I have memorized. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. There comes another part that's really valuable, but let me stop there. You realize that means that when we say, Lord, I need this in the name of Yeshua. He didn't put a bunch of if, ands, and if you ask in my name, I will do it. I'm not sure I understand that. But I tell you something, I know that it works. I know that it works. About 3 months ago, I was struggling with sleep at night. And just kept thinking about, maybe I need to go talk to the MD again and get something else or whatever, and just to settle down and go to sleep. Because at 70-some years old, you don't get much sleep. You're not going to be worth nothing. So just this idea came. What if I asked the Lord in the name of Yeshua? He was like, what? So, I did. I want to report to you that whenever I don't forget to ask in the name of Yeshua to get to sleep, if I ask, I get it. And if I forget, and then go like an hour later and go, I'm not going to sleep, and realize, I don't need a pill. I don't need a counseling session. I don't need to look at the computer. I don't need to sit down. I don't need to walk around. I just need to ask in Yeshua's name. So last night we were having trouble going to sleep. And the reason I went to sleep is because I said, in the name of Yeshua, Lord, in the name of Yeshua, I'm being selfish. I want to sleep. So I want to receive sleep in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you that I thanked him this morning, first thing, because I got some sleep so that I can come here and be with you. So that's another big point, okay? That we have a place to go in that we have available to us a direct line of communication, and that it will please the Father to do whatever we ask. Continue reading, please.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Oh, what? Okay. So, the first was about provision, right? Or about understanding that we are, you know, he wasn't just, they're going to doubt that because he's going to be taken from them for 3 days. And they were not sure, as the disciples on the road to Emmaus. But they were, you know, we thought he was the one and all these kinds of things. They weren't really sure. But then once he appeared, once the resurrection happened, they were sure, okay? So we need to be sure that he was who he said he was. That when we see him, we see the Father. Number one. Number two, we need to be sure that we have access to the kingdom of heaven through him. Not because of us, but because of him. And that whatever we ask from the kingdom of heaven, it'll come to us. But then the third thing now becomes super important here. And that is, if you love me, you will... The word there is shomer, right? If you love me, you're going to guard my commandments. If you love me, you're not just going to do them. You're going to guard them also. It's going to be a treasure to be guarded. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Okay? I mean, there's a song here. Continue reading.
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever.
Huh? That sounds like another special deal here, another secret. Okay? So, to my heirs, you know, suppose that I actually have gold somewhere. I think my heirs would want to know, where's the gold? Right? No, where's the car? Where's the cash? Where's the gold? Where's the gold and silver, maybe? I think there's gold and silver right here. I think this is really going to last. This is not just going to be cash. This is the stuff that gets better. Doesn't decrease with time. You can cash it now and it's worth more than it was yesterday. Look, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. What? He will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. I know that you're ready to read. That has the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him. Because he abides in you and he will be in you. Another helper, the Holy Spirit. telling you, we have got to get into a mindset to really desire the Holy Spirit. We are in that mindset anyway. It's Passover to Shavuot. Shavuot is coming. The Holy Spirit is given at Shavuot. Verse 17, that is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you will know him because he abides with you and will be with you. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. That I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. What? Because I live. You live also. That's another song. Because I live, because you live. Okay, there you go. In that you know that I am what with in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. He, the one that has my commandments and keeps them, is the one who loves me. So we need to change. I love you, Jesus. To all, I love you, Jesus, and I obey you, Jesus. So that I can prove that I love you, Jesus, because I obey you, Jesus. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. This is repeated. Do you notice this is repeated? And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will disclose myself to him. Here's another disciple, it says here. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world? Yeshua answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will love, will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things have I spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away and I will come to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I go to the Father. Well, that's really hard. That's really hard to do. It's really hard to say, well, to a dying parent, no, dying brother or sister or whatever, that's going to be with the Lord, and we know they're going to be with the Lord. We don't want him to go, you know. Stick around. For the Father is greater than I am. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Verse 30, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Therefore, get up and let's go from here. So the last words out of Yeshua's mouth included such things as, Where is he going? And are we going there too? Included such things that I go to my Father. If you've seen me, Philip, you've seen the Father. Because Philip is asking, well, then show us the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. The third thing that was spoken about clearly is if you love me, you need to keep my commandments. If you love me, you just love me and I love you and everything's done. That's not what he said. Did he? If you love me, you got stuff to do. And the stuff that you're going to do is even going to be greater than mine. Do you understand that? I don't understand that. But he said it. That means that we have something to do. And we're going to do that by keeping his word. And then he finishes by saying, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm sending the Holy Spirit so that this work can continue. That seems to be the last message, the last of the last word. So I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. People will get into the theology of what this and that and the other, okay? Look, it's actually pretty simple, right? It should have been pretty simple, but Philip, Thomas, and Judas, not Iscariot, didn't get it. And they have been with him for 3 years, disciples. Sometimes I don't think we get it either. Okay. What importance is the Holy Spirit? Evidently, it's really, really, really important. Now, are we going to debate theology? Debate the words? Is it all going to be a big debate of the mind? Or can we? Can we, as simple as he presented it there? Okay? The last thing they heard, he's going to send us the Holy Spirit. And then it was done. Didn't send it yet. I'm going to send it to you. Guess the first thing that he really essentially tries to say to them when he comes back. It's like he picks up in the same place he left. No, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send, that's what was the message in for the 11. That's a message, and that continued to be the message on the way to Shavuot. On the 40th day, he ascends. But before he ascends, he says to them, you know, you will be my witnesses, Judea, Samaria, and all around the earth. And I go to the Father, but don't you go nowhere. Don't go nowhere until you have been endued with power from on high, until the Lord fulfills the promise that I promised for you. So it's like really important for those people to wait those 10 days and then receive the Holy Spirit. I think that the waiting of 10 days was almost like to say, are you really going to go and wait for it? or is it just going to be another promise that came by? And the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. So instead, they went. And when they went, they were endued with power from on high. 30 seconds. I think if you accept that Yeshua's last message is important, that we needed another helper, then we need to ask the Father to give us the gift. We need to ask the Father. Why? Because we need to remember his words. And we need to know what things are going to happen. He said, he will ask the Father and he will send you another helper that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him because he abides in you. The helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Scripture confirms for us that we have not because we ask not. I am saying that for sure, Yeshua knows that we need his Spirit to be with us. For sure. And I want to raise the expectation that in Shavuot, we in Kol Simcha are going to stand before him on another high holiday and say, here we are. By your grace we stand, like the song. We've come to sing, we've come to celebrate. Holy are you, Lord, King of all glory. We have come to honor you. I think we need to admit to ourselves and to him that we don't have what it takes. All the knowledge, all of that. They had more knowledge than we have. Actually, they wrote the gospel, so. So guess what? They have a lot of stuff, yet. He said to them, wait for the Holy Spirit. Do you agree that we need it? I hope so. I pray so. So to me, we are in a resurrection experience. And we're going to go together and change the world. But before we do that, make sure that we let the Lord know that we want everything he has for us. Shem Yeshua. Amen.